Did you know that nearly twice as many people are hospitalized for COVID than the flu? That's why it's important to stay up to date with your COVID vaccine, especially if you're at high risk or over the age of 65. This year, you have a choice. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about a non-mRNA option. Get yours today. Visit choosenovavax.com to find a vaccine near you.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. China's auto industry is deeply worried that it's too dependent on the United States and Europe for automotive semiconductor chips. It imports 90% of them. On top of that, 96% of the software needed to design the chips is done by American companies, while 95% of the core intellectual property and chip design is held by companies in America and Europe. So China has a big push to onshore chip design and manufacturing. Many Chinese automakers, including BYD, NIO, Xpeng, Li Auto, SAIC, Geely, and Great Wall, are working to make their own chips, while other Chinese automakers are partnering right up with the chip companies. And the Chinese government just came out with standards for chip reliability and security, along with a list of companies that can do chip certification. Automotive-grade chips are made to stronger specs than the chips used in consumer electronics because they have to withstand severe weather and vibration, as well as last as long as the life of a vehicle. Speaking of China, is Tesla being punished in China for the U.S.'s restrictions on Chinese EVs and tech? Tesla expected to launch supervised FSD in China early next year, which could provide a big boost in earnings. But China Daily reports approval for the system has been slow, as regulators want to make sure Tesla is strictly following all laws and regulations. It quoted a source as saying, "The progress of the rollout won't likely match the timeline the company had envisioned." There's no word on how long that delay will be, but it does seem like tension is starting to build. Without saying who, China's Ministry of State Security recently said that a foreign company gathering data for smart driving research was illegally mapping parts of China. But Tesla's manufacturing is still going strong in China. It recently produced its 3 millionth vehicle in the country, and now China media reports that the refresh Model Y, often called Juniper, will start rolling down the line in Shanghai tomorrow. It's expected to come with a front end similar to the refresh Model 3 and a new 95 kilowatt hour battery pack. But the reports say Tesla will only make 12 of them a day, and the actual on sale date won't be until sometime next year. We think the company is being super careful to launch the new Y with superb build quality. Tesla's growth has slowed considerably, and many attribute that to an outdated product lineup. So this refresh is very important. And Model Y sales are slowing in Europe. They were down a little over 3.5% last month to roughly 28,700 units. But even so, that made it the best seller in Europe for September, and nearly 8,000 vehicles ahead of second place. For the year, Tesla has sold over 155,000 Model Ys in Europe, which puts it in fifth place and about 50,000 units behind the number one vehicle, the Dacia Sandero. Last year, the Y was the top-selling model in Europe, but it's going to have to pick things up if it wants that title back. Several police departments in California bought Teslas to comply with zero-emission mandates, but they say they don't make good cop cars. Officers say they're too small, the seats can't accommodate their tactical belts and bulletproof vests, and they're expensive to upfit. One city bought two Model 3s and modified them for $150,000, but it's only using them for administrative purposes because just one person fits in the rear seat. That means backup is needed for more than one suspect. The departments did appreciate the Tesla's acceleration, steering, and top speed, but the other issues make them, quote, nearly unusable as squad cars. I did see that police departments are starting to use the Cybertruck, which would likely take care of that size issue, but we're not sure what it costs to upfit.
making a life full of memories, one road trip at a time. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Weatherpeak tires with a 70,000-mile limited warranty.
This is going to be a big week for earnings. Automakers and suppliers are getting ready to report their third quarter results, and it looks like Wall Street could be expecting some good numbers from the big OEMs. Over the last week, investors bid up GM stock by 2.6%, Ford went up 3.6%, and even Stellantis, which has had a horrible year, went up 1.6%. But Tesla is essentially flat, up only 0.2%. So, were investors smart to start buying before they saw the numbers? We'll have most of the answers by the end of the week. Company cars are a big deal in Europe, where it's a big perk for executives. Company cars account for a staggering 60% of all the passenger vehicles sold there. In Europe, driving back and forth to work is considered a business use, and so company cars are taxed at a much lower rate. But an environmental consultancy called Environmental Resources Management says Europe is actually subsidizing ICE vehicles to the tune of 45 billion euros a year, compared to the 15 billion euros of subsidies that are offered to people who buy an EV. ERM says the tax subsidies for company cars run anywhere from 6,800 euros up to 21,600 euros per vehicle, which it calls illogical and unacceptable. The UK is the only country that offers company car subsidies for electrics. Rivian and Bosch are suing each other. The world's largest automotive supplier accuses the EV startup of not paying it $204 million in reimbursements after Rivian canceled its electric motor contract in 2023. Rivian accuses Bosch of, quote, reckless failures in its contract and blames the supplier for production issues that led to 30,000 fewer vehicles being built than planned in 2022. Rivian now produces e-motors in-house. Bosch sued Rivian for breach of contract back in July, and Rivian countersued the same day for the same thing. A judge has set the next phase in the lawsuit process for February, and both companies declined to comment on the litigation. But it's never a good thing when automakers and suppliers end up suing each other. In other supplier news, French supplier Forvia landed big deals with Chinese automakers BYD and Xiaomi. Forvia will supply BYD's second European factory in Turkey, but Forvia didn't say what components it will provide to BYD or Xiaomi. Its current portfolio includes seats, interior parts, lighting, and electronics. China accounts for a quarter of Forvia's total revenue, and its stock shot up 10% after it announced the new deals. Supplier Hyundai Mobis and German optical company Zeiss are partnering to make head-up displays that stretch across an entire windshield. Zeiss was needed to provide a thin film, only slightly thicker than a human hair, that's embedded into the glass and allows content to be seen on the windshield, while Hyundai Mobis will develop and make pretty much everything else. They say the holographic windshield display will have almost all of the same functions as a normal screen, and mass production can start as early as 2027. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for tuning in.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. Teijin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility. And by ZF.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. What good is knowing your problems without the data to solve them? Meet Wireless Neovi Cloud, your secure off-the-shelf solution, empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless Neovi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless Neovi Cloud, your vehicle update solution, in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
I joined the military for my kid and his mom. I miss my son a lot. One of the things with the military is tobacco, but I saw a lot of people try to deal with mental issues. Everyone's vaping constantly. After my first hit of a vape, I was hooked like that. Once I got back home from my deployment, I caught my son trying to hit my vape. That was it. I had to quit.
Isaiah started vaping to try to deal with stress and quit because of his son. Learn how he and other Californians are rising above big tobacco at undo.org.